Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Representative Tom Sands of District 88 in the Iowa House about his decision not to seek re-election. So how did you come to the decision that you didn't want to run for re-election after all?
Well, it was one that I was wrestling with a little bit last fall and winter, whether I was going to run for re-election again or not. I've served 14 years in the Iowa House. That means I've got seven elections behind me. And I wasn't quite at a place where I thought that I was ready to not run for re-election, and had some people in the legislature kind of help convince me that I could do it one more time. So I made that commitment and that decision, but it didn't take long to realize in my heart that I'd made the wrong decision. And that isn't fair to my wife or my family or the people of House District 88. And so it was time to correct that wrong decision and, for personal reasons, decide to remove my name from the ballot this fall and give someone else the opportunity that I have had.
The timing of it was kind of strange, though, because you had just won the primary unopposed. So why wait until after the primary?
Well, there is no reason to do it prior to a primary, because once your name is on the ballot, and that decision is made way back early in March, that my name was going to be on the ballot one way or the other for the primary election, and there wasn't a chance to get anybody else's name on the ballot. This is actually how I became a candidate. My first go-around in 2002 is then-representative had to decline because of health reasons and could not go on for the November ballot, but it was a special nominating convention that put me on the ballot my very first time.
So now you've endorsed Jason Delzell, is that correct?
He is one of the candidates that have come forward, and there could be others in the next week, we're not sure, but he is one of them that has come forward. But to be a good representative, you need to be a man or woman of service and be willing to listen to people and their opinions and be their voice and their representation in Des Moines, because ultimately that is what they are electing you to do, is to be their voice in Des Moines.
Is there anything that feels unfinished to you in the Iowa House?
You know, different people will make comments that we can't leave yet because we got this to do. What I have found is there is always something to do and there's always something unfinished, but I feel really good about the 14 years of service that I've been able to put myself into. I've tried to live up to every promise, or my word, actually, that I've given the voters, and I feel that I have done that. There's still income tax reform that needs to be done in Iowa. There should be better TIF regulation so that the integrity of that is protected and those of the taxpayers' interests are protected. There are lots of tax issues that still are left to be undone, but I've got my fingerprints on a lot of them, and hopefully I've left it in a place where the next Ways and Means chair can take it up and just improve on what's been done so far.
So what do you plan on doing now?
Well, I will be 62 this fall. I have no intentions of retiring, nor do I want to retire. I figure I've still got several good work years left in me. And so now, maybe for the first time in a long time, my wife Catherine and I will sit back and we will kind of review on what the future holds for us. We view this as closing one chapter in our book and now opening up the next chapter and what that next chapter would be. But I am a state legislator until, I believe, January 8th, 2017. So technically I have 6 months to find a job.
Is there anything else that you'd like to tell people?
You know, it's been an extreme honor and a privilege to represent the people of House District 88. The last 14 years, I have just had a lot of great experiences. That's not quite a generation, but there have been lots of great friends that, you know, were there in the beginning that are no longer here. I have lost both parents, a brother-in-law, lots of uncles and aunts, cousins, and a lot of good friends that were there from the beginning to help me get started. But also, with that, there have been lots of new and young people that I've seen grow and help. And one of the things that I take probably the most pride in is not just the accomplishments of what I have been able to accomplish in the Iowa House, because it's really about what we can accomplish, but it's really helping and mentoring the young people that have come in, or the newer people, they're not always young, the newer people that have come into the legislature, and helping them to be the best elected official that they can be. And I think that I've left my mark with a lot of Iowa House Republicans that have come into the legislature to help them along the way. So it's been an honor representing the people of House District 88, and it's not one that I would trade for anything in the world, and I appreciate their continued support.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Representative Tom Sands. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.